It has been another unsettled day across the Northeast with showers and storms, at least from time to time. Showers remain in the forecast through tonight, and some showers will linger into the day tomorrow. But the timing is good once again, as the storm system will push off to the east, high pressure will build in for the weekend, and I'm expecting generally dry conditions on both Saturday and Sunday. But in the short term, it is a bit damp out there. Certainly you feel that humidity in the air, as our dew point temperatures have been well up into the 60s this afternoon, and we've had a couple of waves of showers and storms roll through, and any of these areas of rainfall do have the potential to put down some heavier downpours, as they tend to be rather slow moving. So there's the chance for showers and perhaps a thunderstorm in the forecast through tonight. It's all being driven by an upper level area of low pressure that's very slowly working its way through the Northeast. By tomorrow, we still have some of that atmospheric energy overhead that will continue to bring us the chance for some showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two. It looks like we will begin to see drier weather build in, especially later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And then by Saturday, that upper level low will be off to our east, out over the ocean, and high pressure will begin to build in from the north, and that will tend to dry things out on Saturday. Now, I can't rule out a lingering or a passing shower in some of our New England areas on Saturday, but the chances for that are pretty slim. It will be less humid by Saturday, with temperatures running mainly in the 70s. It's still going to be a bit gloomy at times on Saturday, with a good amount of clouds mixing with sunshine. It looks like Sunday will tend to be the brighter of the weekend days. And the computer models are indicating a warming trend by the early part of next week, so it might start to feel a little bit more like summer again, especially in the Monday to Tuesday timeframe. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of lingering showers, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers and storms, patchy fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of lingering showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of lingering showers, high in the upper 60s to middle 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers and storms, patchy fog, low 58 to 62. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of lingering showers, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.